Well, hello there, my fellow listeners, my tech enthusiasts and news junkie. Welcome to the Minimalist Podcast of Tech and News, where I sprinkle some analytical magic and a fresh perspective on all things digital. Get ready for a wild ride through the world of tech and news with a minimalist twist. Let's dive in and have some fun. Welcome to episode 39. Today's episode is about TikTok. As you already know, and as you are aware, it's in the chopping block. It is the top of conversation with Congress. We are going to do a deep dive on a digital platform that influences our lives, our freedom, and privacy. Today, we're going to peel back even further on the popular and controversy app of our time, TikTok.
TikTok might soon be banned or under new ownership in the U.S.
TikTok is a big step closer to getting banned in the U.S. because President Biden actually signed into law a bill that requires TikTok's Chinese parent company, ByteDance, to sell TikTok within 9 months or be banned here in the United States.
Well, yesterday, the Senate passed a foreign aid bill that includes a provision to ban TikTok.
As part of a $95 billion foreign aid package.
The idea won wide support in Congress based on what they say are real national security concerns about China.
TikTok.
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 As you're aware, in 2020, or if you're not and have been living under a rock, this conversation has been brought forward by the former president, Donald Trump, in which has signed an executive order aiming at banning TikTok unless it was sold to an American company. The move sparked widespread debate and brought the conversation about digital privacy and foreign data control into the living rooms of everyday Americans. While the ban never fully materialized, the executive order highlights the growing unease with the power of reach of social media giants. But this isn't just one social media giant just doing this. As you can tell, Meta, Snapchat, and other companies are doing the same. However, what makes this company a lot different is that it's Chinese owned and managed by ByteDance. Fast forward today, we find ourselves at another pivotal moment in the saga of TikTok and digital privacy. Washington and Congress reflecting an ongoing concern about security and data control have taken a bold step. In a recent legislative move, an amendment has been added to a critical spending bill.
With the U.S. Senate expected to approve legislation as part of a $95 billion foreign aid package,
which also adds TikTok, which they face a complete ban once again as the 2020 executive order from former President Donald Trump is to be sold its operation to another U.S.-based company. The development not only echoes settlement from 2020, but also sets a new stage of debates about privacy, cooperate, control, and national security in the digital age. The primary purpose of this episode is so that you are aware of the situation of TikTok and to also give you a perspective about national security and what it means for you too as well as the end user. I must express my profound concerns over the influence of the Chinese Communist Party on platforms like TikTok. Personally, I am strongly opposed to allowing what I see as foreign propaganda tools to operate unfettered on American soil. This platform potentially for data harvesting and narrative manipulation poses a clear and present danger to our national security and democracy values. The reason why I'm mentioning this, it's because individuals who are on the platform aren't being spoken to directly by the Chinese government. But what they are doing is amplifying false information. You might find one or two individuals who are using the application who falsely state information and get it wrong completely. So what ByteDance has been doing is using that algorithm against and continuously repeating this information as propaganda to get individuals to believe that there is racism, there's division, there is anti-Semitic, to also publish information that is completely wrong or the narrative is completely false and not factual, in which, according to the news media, It states,
and we know there's an issue with its algorithm, that perhaps the parent company might not have to sell the algorithm. How does all that play in here?
And then there is this question of, will they sell the algorithm that recommends that endless video of feed, that endless feed of videos to users? Will they sell that along with the app? It's obviously a very important feature. It's also something that the Chinese government has suggested they might want to restrict leaving the country.
Which is the reason why legislative are in the process to potentially ban or force the sale of TikToks. And in my opinion, essential to protect our digital and national integrity. This isn't just a matter of privacy economics. It's about preserving the core value nations against foreign manipulation. So if we stand back and we look at security, the information that you're providing, it's an abundance of you and who you are as a character.
Top intelligence leaders are concerned user data on the app could become compromised.
Given a character is a person that I believe has certain values and vision, what gets more interesting about the security and the privacy and the information that you're providing them, it's about making connections of who you are, where you have gone. The privacy that I'm talking about is a digital footprint of you. You might say to yourself, I have nothing to hide, which is not a good thought process. The information is yours. At any point, would you allow a person have access to your phones and photos and contacts? If you answer this question with a yes, then you're the type of person that does not have a password on your phone. If anything, you probably don't even have biometrics. I am simply in the category of no. So if the category that you've selected is no, then why allow a company such as TikTok collect this information about you? Where you have been, who you talk to, what pictures you uploaded, the information such as where has your phone been. And these are things that are geocached and given to a third party. If this is given to a third party, you also have to ask the question, how is this information being put together about you?
Well, exactly right. We've seen a reporting over the last week based on whistleblowers. And these are American employees of the company who say that they were essentially pressured to disguise the app's connections to ByteDance, the Chinese parent company. So, for example, there was one former employee who said that, you know, on paper, he was supposedly, you know, reporting to an American manager, but in reality, he was reporting to a Chinese ByteDance executive and was asked by that executive to send spreadsheets full of U.S. user data to Chinese executive, China-based executives.
You might be saying this is not a bad thing for anybody to have because I have nothing to hide. Once again, I have nothing to hide. I have nothing that they need, which the reality is the connections that are being made of you, your family, and everyone in your contacts list is a real problem. You might know somebody who's in the military. You might know somebody who works in the government. You might know somebody who works at planes or so on and so forth. You value your privacy. You value your security. So if you do, then the same aspect should be applied to the front door of your house. You never leave it open. The same way applies to your car. You never leave it open. You never leave valuable things in your car. You take them with you. It's the same concept. Now, with that being said, why should you care that this information that is being passed around about you. Information about you could be put together based on information that is on the net of you. On top of that, they could also know information who are relatives to you. On top of that, if you put that together, one of the number one things that we keep forgetting about, it is no conspiracy, but if you look into it, you might know where it came from, the origins of it, to also understand that weaponizing based on gender, based on age, based on so on and so forth. But it's not to fearmonger. It is to be aware that these things can be a reality. There's a lot of things that we're not understanding. And then we, just because we don't understand it, we put a blind eye and then deal with the consequences later. I don't want you to completely stop what it is you're doing, but be aware of the things that you are sharing. But if the information that you are sharing and you don't mind based on your personal preference or reasoning, go on, do you. This podcast is about educating you as the end user. How can you curb this? Well, for instance, you could ask TikTok to go ahead and delete your information, which, by the way, the terms and conditions about deleting content or even your data through TikTok is bureaucratic as it is as a whole. I'll share with you, based on their terms and conditions, that in order for an individual to delete their data through TikTok, you would need to send in mail. You would need to, let me repeat that again, not email, mail in that you are requesting to have this information deleted. So help me understand. In the digital age, you're willing to collect information, data about the end user, but yet to request your information to be deleted, which, by the way, they don't tell you what parts of it they're deleting. As a matter of fact, all you know is that you provided content, you consumed content, you provided information about you through your device, you know, contacts, photos, videos. And let me just also add in that all of that information that's put together is being sold to another company. Again, a third party. So you can delete your information through TikTok, ByteDance. It doesn't guarantee that your information is also going to be treated the same way with the third party, unless you're willing to have and spend thousands and thousands of dollars to fight this legal battle. But yet, we don't know where it goes. Maybe it's not even a legal battle because that information is being outsourced to foreign adversaries to collect information about you specifically. I would mention that we forgot there has been data leaks about you and your health through health insurance. And the thing is that you have to consider now with that information that they have about you and also making the connection through that type of information, making and building relationships about you. They know better about your family tree than you know about your own family tree. Now, let's step back a little bit because this TikTok giant is the main reason why this is a national issue. You might fight me on the idea that there are other companies like Facebook still existing. You still have Twitter or X doing the same thing. You can't make me choose on whether I want TikTok, Facebook, or any other social medias. It's not about choosing. I'm not choosing for you. I'm letting you know what is existing today. This information is being disseminated without your knowledge. Now you know about it. What is it that you're going to do about it? It's totally up to you. And as I mentioned, if it doesn't bother you any, then continue doing the things you've been doing, and that's it. But to also give you a perspective about this company, in 2024, they have about 1.8 billion, and I say billion with a B, monthly active users. These are active individuals on the platform. They consider themselves a juggernaut media. Listen, social media juggernaut. They would consider themselves that. This platform captivates predominantly young youth audiences, with the majority of its users ages 18 to 34. These are straight out of high school. And let me just be frank here because the numbers are skewed too, right? According to this, they're saying 18 to 34 year olds. I'm gonna tell you right now, there are 12 year olds who are also on the platform, which they're not willing to tell you because some of the individuals on that platform shouldn't be on the platform at all. But yet they're consuming this information. You're also creating content. Furthermore, these demographics highlight TikTok's appeals to young youth, adults, and older teenagers who not only consume content, but also eager to actively in content creation and dissemination. As I mentioned to you earlier, right? Misinformation, disinformation, whatever information. Let's just put this one in the whatever information. As soon as the propaganda machine fires off, you said something wrong, and guess what? You gone viral. You go viral for the wrong things, just misinformation or misunderstanding. So the thing is, I have to think back, where is your critical thinking in that age bracket, 18 through the 34s? Okay, I will give the 18, the 20 year olds, the 21 year olds a break. These are young adults, but the fact is, if somebody is at the age of 30 and still pretending, or at least not critically thinking, then we have a problem. I'm not saying every person on the platform is academically challenged, is that predominantly when something sounds real, people tend to believe that. If they say the idea behind it, if one person believes it, then five other people believe it, then guess what? It must be true. False. Critical thinking must apply. Politically, so to get further into this, politically, TikTok presents a complex and multifaceted arena. Unlike traditional media platforms, TikTok does not overtly lean towards either left or right. Instead, it serves as a battleground for a diverse range of political opinions. Echoed by a massive user base, research indicates that the TikTok algorithm may foster echo chamber. Where users are continuously exposed to content that aligns with the existing beliefs. This mechanism potentially intensifies personal biases, thereby shaping the political discords in subtle yet profound ways. Harvard Political Review. I want you to stop and think about that one. Based on the time and the type of video you've liked, it is now intensified. So what that means, the algorithm knows what you like and how long you spent there, and if you liked it, that means you want more of it. Understanding the algorithm, as soon as you stop doing that and reverting to something else, they're going to start showing you more of that. Here's an example. If you start liking videos with balloons, you start getting information about balloons or something similar to balloons. It is about the things you've watched. It is also the things you search. It is also the things you like, which is the reason why the algorithm exists of you. Furthermore, despite TikTok's policy against paid political advertisements, the platform has been criticized for its oblique political and lack of transparency. This scrutiny is exploited by political influencers who, supported by various organizations, manage to share partisan content without clear disclosure. Such activity challenges the integrity of political content on this platform, making it potential to tools for political expressions and mobilization. TechCrunch. I'm mentioning this is because, as I had mentioned about having false information and whatever information, this falls into the disinformation category. The reason why I say disinformation or partially true information, let's put it that way, is that an individual could be paid on the outside, don't know that they're connected, because there's no way to connect individuals unless you know for true in fact that this person has motive directly being paid, and you can say this is happening with this member. That is one way to catch somebody. But the fact is, whenever something is being said, it is completely intensified based on your values. And then on top of that, it becomes discussion, and then it becomes a repeat. So you have young individuals who are easily influenced because they don't know no different, because they don't do critical thinking. And guess what? That information is now being curated. It'd be tenfold at this point. Remember what I said. If five people believe it, then it must be true. If 10 people say it, it must be true. Furthermore, in the digital age where platforms like TikTok command significant influence over its public opinion and political engagement, understanding the nuances or such environment is crucial. TikTok's role in shaping political views is complex, driven its youth demographics and personalized nature of its content delivery system. This or the platform ability to simultaneously unite and divide along political lines reflect the dual-edged nature of social media impact on modern-day politics, according to Columbia University. As you guys can tell, there is plenty of information that is out there regarding TikTok, but we also have to apply the same principle, mindset, and idea that there are other companies doing the same thing. We can't put a blind eye that Snapchat is not doing any different or X is doing any different. This is one major company that right now is on the face front and basically taking the blunt force for other companies too, because it is a national security, an issue within the United States as a propaganda tool. So when we're talking about, hey, these things are happening in war, but where's this information coming from? As I mentioned, The propaganda is being repeated by 18 to 34 year olds. And where are these kids coming from? Look in the news. Step back. The majority of those individuals are about that age, camping out in the front of their college, doing things like this. I'm mentioning this so that you guys are educated on the terms and conditions. The information that is being provided about you to a third party is unacceptable. I'll mention that. If you treat your house the same way you treat your data, you might as well just keep your door open in your house, might as well keep your bank account open to everybody, publish it. It's fine. Since you don't mind them selling your information, same concept. Think of it different. Be a critical thinker. I'm willing to hear your thoughts and opinion. And until then, I'll catch you on the next one. TikTok.
TikTok. TikTok.
TikTok.
Goodbye.